Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello, sugars. It's Maddie. How are you today? I hope you're doing good. You're probably doing better than Poodle, because he's in China right now, and he can't fucking figure out the internet. Because apparently, y'all, I don't know, something about a VPN. I kept saying on Instagram, I thought I cured my VPN in college, but I guess I didn't. Anyway, this is Maddie Solo, because we're running late on the 90 Day Fiancé show today. I know, Poodle hasn't even watched it. He's trying to, like, unlock the internet over there. Y'all, personally, I'm afraid he's going to go to jail, because have you seen the opening of the Olympics when China hosted the Olympics? That's going to be way better than what we do in L.A. I mean, that shit was so fucking real and incredible. I watched that and I thought they could kill me in my sleep and I'd never wake up. Wouldn't know. My whole family wouldn't know. So I'm just saying, don't fuck with China. But, so what we're going to do in the meantime is that Poodle actually is figuring some things out. We think we're going to have the 90 Day episode for you by the end of this week. So, and if Poodle can't do it, then we'll, I don't want to get a guest host, but if we have to, we're going to get it to you. So don't worry. But I'd like to do it, Poodle, myself. But what we decided to give you now is for you Patreon listeners that are on the upper tier of Patreon, this is going to be, you're going to have already heard this, so sorry. But we're giving the Bicurious episode that we air every first Friday for our Patreon. And this Bicurious episode is Welcome to Plathville, the first episode of that, which Poodle and I really enjoyed. This shit is crazy. So we hope you enjoy that. And for any of you that are in, this gives you an idea of what the Bicurious episodes are. We're dropping our second Bicurious episode, again, the first Friday of every month. So that's going to be this Friday, y'all. So I mean, we're talking, golly, 2020, here we go. But this, it's going to be January something. I don't know. I can't find my freaking calendar. Oh, it's going to be the 6th. No, it's not. Just kidding. It's going to be the 3rd. January 3rd, we're going to drop the episode of our Bicurious episode. And this week, or this month for January, we're going to be doing, what is it? We already did it. I forgot it. Oh, Love After Lockup, y'all. Woo! Season 2. Episode 1 of Love After Lockup. I can't even express to you how much Poodle and I love this show. So when he comes back, guarantee there's gonna be more about this show. So anyway, y'all, thank you for understanding. We are trying our best. Poodle had to get a fucking gig in China at the worst damn time. Anyway, enjoy our Patreon episode, our Bicurious of Welcome to Plathville.
Okay. All right.
You did just spend a week. What was probably the most insane thing your mom said or did while you were home?
She was talking to my niece, and she said, she said, "I love you, BB." That's what they call her. And she said, "I love you more." And then my niece said, "No, I love you more." And my mom said, "No, I love you more. You have more people to love than I do." And I overheard it, and I was like, that's fucked up.
Hello.
Y'all, we were supposed to have a theme song for this.
What?
But someone dropped the ball.
Life has been busy. Y'all know when life intervenes, and you've got like, and you're like me, you're a working mom of two kids, and you're just trying to get supper on the table?
That is not. You're just trying to get a dick in your ass.
True.
Enjoy this song until we have a fucking theme song.
It'll be happening soon, I promise.
Louder!
You can. My mother says stuff like that all the time.
Well, y'all, that is crazy. And I don't know if it's, it might even be crazier than this show we're about to talk about.
Y'all, we're doing a new thing on our Patreon. It was called Branching Out. This is an episode called Bi-Curious.
Episodes.
Now, we're not bi.
We're
gay
bi.
As the day is long. But we're a little curious about other shows besides the 90 Day
yes.
Universe.
So we're calling this Bi-Curious, shows that captured our gay DD. We planned on doing this all along, and then we forgot we were doing it, and then we remembered that we're doing this.
Again.
So, just so y'all know, these are episodes. This is an extra. This doesn't take the place of your current Patreon. These are extra bonus episodes that are going to come out
once a month.
Once a month, the first Friday, the fisting Friday of every month.
It's kind of like your period if you're a lady. You get it, and then all of a sudden you're like, oh, I forgot I needed that.
Oh, you're like, oh.
Or you're like me. It's like, thank God.
It's like
some of y'all sissies or some of y'all lady listeners, every time you get that period, it's like, woo! Let's go out and have a nice dinner tonight.
Woo! I'm free at last. I'm free at last.
But y'all, it's going to be dropping on the first Friday.
The first Friday.
Month.
So wherever you're, I don't know why I want to say fisting Friday. I'm not even into fisting. If you don't know what fisting is, Google it.
I'm quiet because I'm uncomfortable talking about fisting, as you're obviously not.
Maybe periods are better.
Yeah, I think so.
I wonder if women, this is a little graphic, but y'all going to learn about.
So far afield.
You're going to learn about gay sex. I wonder if periods, periods kind of like when you're dating a guy and you have to run to the bathroom because you got jizz in your butt? Is it the same way as a period? Like it just happened when you're like, oh. That happened to me one time in a choir rehearsal. I had sex with my boyfriend, and it was like, I thought everything was okay, and then 2 hours later, I had to leave in the middle of a Mozart quintet, or I was going to have love
I'm going to let you keep going, because I'm so disturbed right now.
I'm just saying, y'all, happens
show,
for gay people.
Our show, it does. Our show, I just wasn't going to talk about it in mixed company, but thank you. our show, first Bi-Curious show is, drum roll.
Oh.
Stop. Welcome to Plathville.
Welcome to Plathville. Y'all have asked for it. You have.
But don't think if you ask for it, we're going to do it, because I'm a bitch about that kind of thing.
But you came at us, and I was honestly a little hesitant to watch the show, and we're going to talk about this, but
yeah,
only
I was
because
triggered a couple times, but we'll
I have
talk about
a cousin
it.
Who's fucking living this life right now, and so I'm sure we're going to talk about that. So it was a little triggering, and made me a little angry, and I'm going to try to put that aside and just keep it for the show.
I was amazed at how much I liked the kids. I really like the kids.
I never have a problem with the kids.
On the parents.
It's the kids that I don't have a problem with. It's a little bit of the parents. Although, they did a good job in this show of I do empathize with the parents and see why they're doing what they're doing.
I do too.
And I'm not a parent, so it's hard for me to judge
parents. I think they're giving the parents a lot of rope to hang themselves later. I have a feeling.
Probably. Y'all, yep. We were only planning on watching this episode, but I have to say, both of us are kind of interested in what happened.
I'm probably going to watch the rest of it. Now, we're not recapping this for
good. We're not recapping it for good. We are watching, just so you know, we are recapping the pilot episode of Welcome to Plathville today.
Yep.
So if you haven't seen the first episode of Welcome to Plathville and you want to know what we're talking about,
Pause the recording now and then watch the episode and then come back.
Maybe.
Or fuck it and just listen to what we have to say about
or,
it. Fuck it!
Y'all, I had a coffee today and I'm crazy.
I know, you're really crazy. I had to kind of like tone myself down. I had to pour myself a drink because your energy is kind of manic right now.
Y'all, this is what happens when he wasn't able to take his CBD oil to South Carolina. Have you even had it since you've been back?
I haven't.
Oh, wow. Please don't try to go off your CBD oil.
I'm not going off of it. I should have taken it before we started.
You should have.
Anyway.
Let's
jump in. Y'all, so Welcome to Plathville is on TLC. It centers around Barb. Sorry.
Barb. Barry and Kim.
Barry and Kim. And they have 9 kids, y'all.
9
from
kids.
From 6 to 21.
Her poor vagina, probably. I mean, it just...
It's like an airplane hangar.
Yeah, it's just like...
I got a lot to say about her, in a way, and this is what I've said before, y'all. She's giving me LPV.
LPV?
And that's
LPV?
Little person vibes.
Really?
Oh. Even though she's not, she looks a little like a little person. And this is TLC, so it's normal.
Yeah,
she,
oh, I
Kim
love
is serving the... LPV. Just a little bit. Look at her proportions. Mm-hmm. It's a little LPV for me.
I don't see as much. And Sissy and I really used to watch that first little person show. But
when I guarantee if you look at her again, you'll see it. It's a shoulder thing. It's a proportional thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just a little LPV. Now,
all right.
Dad is serving a title page of the sex offender registry. Barry is.
You know, he was good looking when he was young. I'll say that. He was nice looking when
he was
young.
He's just creepy
but
now.
But he does look like a Manson.
Yeah, he's been... no, at least Charles Manson was hot when he was younger.
Well, I thought he was attractive when he was younger. That picture of him up against the car.
Yeah, but now he's bald and looks like he's like watching girls play on the swings.
Well, he does have, I like to call it bubbly preacher voice.
That's accurate.
You know, where it's just,
I get that.
You know, not that preacher who speaks like that, but I was always like, hey,
y'all.
Can I talk to you about the Lord today?
He is. Or he's trying to sell you a vacuum cleaner.
Yeah, how's your Wednesday going? Mm-hmm. Oh, that's so good. Y'all, I'm not making fun of preachers. I'm making fun of bubbly preacher voice.
They're very different.
You know who I'm talking about.
So they have retreated to a place that is heaven on earth, somewhere in rural South Georgia.
Do you know how humid that is? That is disgusting,
y'all,
in the summer.
South Georgia is country. That's where Angela's from, y'all. So
it's
Angela
true.
Lives around here somewhere. So they're close.
Nairobi! Nigeria,
no,
baby!
Nigeria, baby!
What did I say? I said Nairobi.
Nairobi. That's in Kenya. Again, I've got to get that atlas for you. I have got to show you where places are.
I just remembered it was the N-word.
Not the N-word.
Y'all know what
we're going to edit that out later.
We're
going to edit that out later.
Anyway,
Jesus
Barry
Christ.
Kim, y'all, they live on a 55-acre farm.
It's a big farm.
That's big.
Well,
it's beautiful.
My parents once owned 100 acres near us. And we were able to walk around. And
why do they own 100 acres? Just to own it?
Because land. Because land is the most,
it's
the
like
greatest
Lex,
commodity.
It is like Lex Luthor says in Superman.
What?
Land is the greatest commodity. That's what Lex Luthor says. Did you not remember Superman?
I don't remember that.
He built a fucking island.
I don't remember that.
Anyway.
Anyway, so y'all, the kids, they've kind of left polite society and more urbanized society and quote unquote worldly culture behind. They're homeschooling their kids.
Come at us if you homeschool your kids. We won't make fun of
and
you.
And there's a thousand reasons to homeschool your kids.
For some people, it's a legitimate thing.
I'm not going to go against homeschooling. I think when I start to have issues with it is when it's specifically like these people, because they're members of the same Duggar kind of, I'm not going to call it a cult. I'm not going to go that far.
Mm-hmm.
A movement called Quiverful. That's all
Wait,
about.
You keep saying it, and it sounds like you're going. It sounds like you have food in your mouth, and you're saying
quiverful, like quiverful of arrows.
Okay,
quiver, like you know, you have your
so
arrows.
Q I V E R F U L L.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Quiverful.
You can spell that, but you can't spell these.
That's a problematic name.
Anyway, so they basically, the idea is to have to populate the earth with Christ followers. You have as many children as you can. You preferably don't go to college because you don't want to be, and Mom even said, you don't need any of that head thought.
Head learning.
Head knowledge. It's also to kind of keep your kids, one of the ideas, the criticism around it is it keeps your kids non-worldly and you can kind of brainwash them and tell them whatever they like. But the Duggars are in it, if you know anything about
and
the Duggars.
And they're a wonderfully reputable family. Just good people. Just good people.
So, y'all, so they don't have video games. And the producers kind of made a big deal of saying, yeah, do you know who Tom Brady is? You know who LeBron James is? I was like, shut up.
I mean, I only know those people because I've beaten meat to them because they're cute.
And there's some...
Because LeBron James has BDF, y'all.
And it's also, they didn't ask the girls that, they asked the boys, which is That's ridiculously true. Sexist. So I had a little bit of a problem on how this show is couched. I'm going to wait to see how later on.
Well, there could be other episodes as well.
Right.
So.
They don't eat sugar, which is weird because they were pouring honey into something, which
but
is the
honey,
same bodily
honey
reaction.
Processes, yeah, exactly the yeah. same. Sorry. Unless they did like xylitol or something.
But the bodily reaction is the same. So they don't drink sodas. They've never had a Coke.
They don't like to wear shoes. You don't like to wear shoes.
I don't. We have a lot. I have a lot of stuff in common with them.
They don't. They've never had a. They've never ever had a. What was like the first time Poodle? Because we're going to see later, and we're going to talk about this is a teaser. Poodle's gonna. We see that one of the brothers, or the oldest one, gets to have Coke, and we're going to talk about the first time you had Coke.
The first time I had Coke.
Oh, we're going to talk about it now. I mean, it's a teaser, but I guess we're
the first
do it
time
now.
I had Coke. Well, it was at a loft party in Brooklyn.
Oh God.
And I think and then all of a sudden, like someone just brought out a vial and asked me to go to the bathroom. And he put it on the toilet, and we just snorted it up with like dollar bills. You were talking about Coca-Cola.
I actually thought you were gonna say he put it on his dick. So I actually was a little surprised.
No, sorry, that was the first time I did cocaine.
Yeah,
that's different than Coke.
I bet. What are you like on cocaine?
You don't want to see it.
I don't.
Y'all, I will tell you one thing. Just not that
and
I support
drug use.
And
he doesn't do drugs now.
No. Cocaine is not an old person drug. Like, in your 20s, you can do it. But because the next day, if you've been high on cocaine, you will feel like garbage. It's not a good thing. You can do a little key bump. Like, you know, you can get a little key bump in the bathroom, which I did with Coke Brendan when I was dating him. Y'all, my life sounds like Studio 54 right now, but it really wasn't.
Wow.
But, like, you can get a little bump, that's fine. But if you're doing lines, you're going to feel like shit the next day.
I wonder if any of the Plathfield children said, oh, they're doing a show about Welcome to Plathfield, and they joined our Patreon, and then they just heard this, and just, I bet Eve is like, well, gosh, I've never done that type
of I've never done that before.
Never done that. Y'all. He is Goofy from the Disney. He really is Goofy.
No, you know what he is? He is Kenneth Parcell from 30 Rock.
People have said that too. That's true.
He's kind of like, Kenneth Ellen Parcell. His middle name
who
is Ellen.
Who is from Georgia.
Yeah.
Actually.
So let's start about talking about the kids. So just one more thing before we go on. Daddy Plath.
Kind of always talks like he's trying to hypnotize you. You get what I'm saying?
He also says, can you believe they never had a Coke? I mean, really? I used to do a lot of drinking when I was young.
Uh-huh. I had so many Mountain Dews.
So we start out, y'all, Mercy is 6. She's the youngest. Then there's Cassia.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's Amber. Then there's Daffodil, who's somewhere in there, who's 10 or something. Then we have Little Joe. Little Joe is in there. He's 10 3/4.
Then we have
John David Hendricks is 12.
John David Hendricks.
Then
Skimble Shanks makes an appearance.
Skimble Shanks is 13. Then there's one who's just named Knob. And Knob is 12 as well. Let me get back. I'm in a different list.
Oh, no. And then y'all, Garfield actually makes an appearance too, which is Anna's mole.
And Garfield's there too. Anyway, getting back to how the regular kids are. Isaac is 13. He's the little boy. So the most important we're going to see is going to be
teenagers.
The teenagers.
Lydia.
And so we have Lydia. She's the responsible one. She's 15.
She's tenderhearted.
She's doing all the housework. She's the one who's going to be a good subservient wife. She's going to be in this culture her whole life.
She's going to put her hair back in that weird hairstyle. Do they say? I don't know if people out here say tenderhearted. They say that where I'm from.
Yeah, that also means faggot.
That if you have a son and he's tenderhearted, y'all, He likes some dick.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Ain't nothing wrong with a good dick on a Saturday night.
You're keyed up. There we go.
I am.
You've got to pull out from that mic. You're clipping like motherfucker's business. So the next, y'all, is the breakout star of the show, and that is Moriah.
Moriah. Oh,
Spelled M-O-R-I. Okay.
Okay, this bitch was named appropriately.
She's Moriah, which I'm going to call her. Okay, she's my favorite on the show.
This is Jake.
She is, quote-unquote, opinionated. This is a woohoo girl in the making, y'all.
That's what I wrote.
First of all, she's also going to kiss girls in her 20s.
Yep.
She may wind up being bisexual. I don't know.
You know girls that just, you look, and they look like they're just, like, they're just down to fuck.
Oh, yeah. Like, she's DTF. She may, but she's going to own it. She owns her body.
We mean this in a sex positive way. We are not slut shaming. We do not slut shame on 90 Day Gays.
I said,
oh!
You've already moved it and it's already fucked up.
Sorry.
Something you've been doing has been fucking
it
up.
Sorry, I moved it.
So anyway.
Had a tech issue.
Moriah, she's going to kiss girls, which is fine. But you can just tell she's got the look of a girl who just wants to kiss a girl.
Like Roxanne. She's got the look.
Yeah.
Nah.
Roxette.
Same thing.
How many malapropisms do you say in a day?
By the way, can we just talk about how much did you love Roxette?
Oh, no. She's got the look.
No
other word will come about. All right. Anyway. So now we get to the just-released jail date of the series, Micah. Y'all, Micah's biceps. Micah is a real-life Hardy Boy.
He is a real-life Hardy
Boy. Beat off to while reading the book. It would have been like not Ed Hardy, because that's a different thing. What were the Hardy Boys' names? Jim and Steve?
Hey, Siri, what were the name of the Hardy Boys?
Frank and Joe Hardy are fictional characters who appear in several mystery series.
So it would be like,
look at that.
Frank and Joe Hardy and the case of Micah's cum-soaked underwear.
You know,
I'd read that one.
The subtlety in your titles is really just...
And the Frank, the Hardy Boys in the case of Micah's secret cave.
And yes, exactly. And by secret caves, he means his asshole.
Y'all, I would beg for it. He's 18, so it's fine. Come at me.
He's a little blonde, y'all. I'm usually not into like toe-headed people like that.
His body is ridiculous.
But it's so funny that you bring this up because I did some digging. And Michael Plath has a new Micah Plath has a new Instagram, and there is a video of him working out shirtless, and I'm just going to show it to you right now while you watch.
Okay, I was not expected to see this. Y'all, he's grunting. Oh my god! Nothing.
Look at his butt. That's him with his back, and then that's him shirtless.
Oh,
he kind of looks like Nick
Carter
before he did meth.
No, that's the younger one, Aaron Carter.
His stomach has no body fat on it.
It's impressive. That's all I've got to say.
There's also he has a picture of
just a random cow.
Him at a beach with his brother and sister.
All right, we can't just randomly look at an Instagram on a podcast. Ooh, who's that?
That's him.
God damn. All right, we can't talk about this anymore.
His biceps are kind of crazy.
Anyway, I'd beg for it. I would lay him out and play Your Body is a Wonderland and eat every inch of it.
So I just want to say that I'm going to call it now. So there's Ethan, and then there's...
We talked about Hosanna a little bit. She played the violin
Hosanna
player.
Hosanna in the high.
Hosanna, Zanna, Zanna, Hosanna, Zanna, 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 Zanna. That's that's Jesus Christ Superstar, you dumbass. You don't know Jesus Christ Superstar? You probably don't.
I know parts of it. I don't know that
one. Oh, Hosanna's great. Anyway.
She lives in Ohio and she got married. And she plays the violin. She was offered a college scholarship, full ride. But why does she need college?
With
and
all
learning?
That head knowledge, why do women need it?
Y'all,
you're just going to go and be baby factories.
Poodle, right? Do you think you would have been as good as a musician if you didn't go? Because we actually studied music in college, y'all.
I would not have been because I needed to be in a college setting so I could get away from my parents and realize that I was worth more than just what I could do as a musician. I needed to become a person. That's what college did for me. College teaches you how to become a person, y'all.
For me, I needed the, because I was from, we both were small town, I needed the exposure of mm-hmm. other musicians that made me a better musician.
And y'all, not everybody has to go to college. That's not what we're saying.
No.
But to be a mother or father saying, she doesn't need all that head knowledge.
Well, this is going to be something I'm going to bring up. But y'all, my cousins in Oklahoma, I have a cousin who they are very evangelical religious and they are very fearful of sin. And I bring that up because these people talk a lot about sin.
Why would you fear sin? It's pretty great.
It's pretty great. Y'all, this is just coming. We're just going to preface this. If you're out there.
I'm on a sin wagon.
That's true. I don't believe in sin. Neither does Poodle. So
I believe in it.
You do?
I believe that there's sin in the world.
I don't think sin's
there's
a thing.
There's evil. I believe there's evil in the world.
I think it was just created by men to keep us down.
I believe there's evil in the world. I don't know if I believe in sin.
I don't think it's a religious concept that God is up there saying they have sinned.
No, that's judgment, yeah.
So anyway, so we're just putting that out there. So if don't come at us and say, if you believe that, that's great.
I dare you. Come at me.
If that's great if you believe that, but I don't care.
You won't win.
Anyway, all I'm going to say is so there's the Hosanna, and then there's Ethan, who's 21.
Ethan, who's the Kenneth Parcell / Howdy Doody.
And I'm just going to say this right now.
I have a feeling I know what you're going to say.
I don't have the gift like Poodle's, but
I wrote it down. He's got it, y'all. He is a huge cock. And you can tell by his face. You can tell by the features, y'all.
I think he gets it from dad.
There's a reason Olivia married him, y'all.
Because Barry has
it
too.
He's fucking packing. He's got a baby's arm down there, and it is thick.
And Micah doesn't.
No, he doesn't.
Doesn't.
It's average.
But you know, like, Ethan took off his pants the first time, and Olivia goes, oh, my. And you know, Ethan just went,
gorge.
Is it really that much? All I know is just from looking at a couple of deers and the hogs, and I think, boy, I sure am bigger than them. And look at, and I'm then, the same size as that horse.
And as soon as he, like, gets inside, he goes,
y'all. Oh, don't pull over. Don't pull over.
We don't even have the windows open,
it's
y'all.
That's true. And I'm sorry, you were saying as soon as
he's
he gets
like, in- as soon as he gets inside her, he's like, yeah, you can take it. Take my penis. Yeah.
I don't think he says that.
Or he goes, I feel it's all kind of sly. Feels all kind of nice and tingly down there.
This feels just like that time I took Mama's banana pudding from the cupboard and put it in my bed. Oh, gosh.
Or when I put my dick in that knot hole in a log one time and a turtle ate it.
It's true. Didn't know the turtle was my brother. That's
a different story.
Holes in boards are the reason why so many country boys end up fucking their brother,
their
and they don't
sucked.
Even know it. Don't even know it.
I didn't know it when I did mine. all these fuckers are blonde, and
they're all very.
They
it's
are
very,
very
rare
blonde.
To find blonde children.
It's very Village of the Damned.
Go ahead.
Ethan marries Olivia, who is also the MVP of the series.
We love Olivia,
and of course she's blonde too.
Her and Moriah
and sisters Moriah
are doing it for themselves.
And y'all, so they. I was like, where did they meet each other? And we find out that Olivia was also homeschooled. So they do have, like, social gatherings for people, mm-hmm. Like social like dances, probably, for kids who are homeschooled.
I think a lot of people in California, yeah. But people that do homeschooling out here.
Yeah.
This is what I want to say. This is kind of my concept. So come at us if you homeschool, because I truly am interested in the reason in why people homeschool, in that I just hope if you homeschool your kid, I hope it's any decision made out of fear, I don't think it's a great decision.
And especially I feel like retreating from, quote unquote, the world.
These are, yeah, and I feel like they're more retreating from the world as my cousin who told my same, she told her daughter, she said, don't go to college. Y'all, her oldest son got a 32 on the ACT, had a full ride. He is gorgeous. I mean, he is way better looking than any of these people. Gorgeous.
Even your really hot cousin?
But this is the oldest one.
Ooh,
and she told him,
he is fine.
She said, don't go to college. That's just, people give you drugs and your drinks there, and then you wake up, and she's like, and she told all the girls, that's where you get raped. And she told her son, you'll get mugged and potentially killed. Don't go to college.
Did you notice that Daddy Plath said that too? It's all, San Francisco is full of drugs and this culture of drugs. And you know, that's echoed by, we hear that from the number one person in the White House.
Okay, we're not getting, oh Lord, don't get, but I will. The reason
it's Patreon. Let me have something.
I'm interested in why people homeschool their kids that are coming from a not fear perspective. I'm just interested in that because I think there's a lot of people homeschooling out there that are doing it. Sadly, several
where
people
you
that
live.
Homeschool.
Yeah, and you can't afford private school
out here. Yeah,
so yeah.
And I do know some people that homeschool their kids because their kids are some LGBT kids, especially that just get bullied so much.
I know a lot of people.
That's hard.
Strangely enough, the reason I know people homeschool their most in LA is because their kids are in the industry and they can't. That's the shitty, gross reason that I know a lot of kids are homeschooled. And I teach a lot of them. So I love Olivia. She's introducing Ethan to things. And that motherfucker loves Friends, y'all.
He loves
Chandler.
I just saw Chandler at a food court like a month ago.
They look awful.
He looked old.
Yeah.
Matthew Perry looked old.
Well,
he's
had a lot of substance abuse problems. Yeah.
His hair was almost all white. White.
It's not good.
Yes, he said Chandler, I think, is my favorite. I think he's my favorite.
He says funny things
he
to
says
girls.
Funny things.
You Gosh.
Know, I will say Ethan kind of talks like a hypnotizing, bubbly preacher, too, like his dad, but it's
also
a little more charming.
Why is he the only one who has an accent?
The rest of them don't, and he just really does.
He literally looks like he was grown in like a cornfield.
He does.
Hey, y'all! Ooh-hoo-hoo.
Oh, gosh.
Song of the South. Sweet potato pie and a shirt by mouth. Song of the wind. Ain't nobody looking back again.
I'm country.
Anyway, so we just find out. We get a little bit of info about the parents a little bit.
Sure.
So it seems that Barry liked to drink a little bit.
Y'all, Barry has a big dick, too.
He does. And I don't want to talk about it because it grosses me out.
Don't come at me, but I kind of think he probably cheats on his wife. He just seems like that.
Really?
He just seems like he has that energy.
They live too far out.
He travels to Tallahassee.
You know what? You might
you know
have
what?
Something
there's,
there.
There's probably a Grove Mart or something. Sorry, y'all. I'm from Lone Grove, and we call it Grove Mart.
What the fuck?
I didn't know till I was 12. I thought every convenience store was called Grove Mart, and then I realized that was
You're
Lone
like
Grove.
You're like one of these fucking Plathville kids. Sidebar for those English majors, is anybody else going to keep – I keep wanting to make I hope they stick their head in an oven joke. You don't know what I'm talking about. Sylvia Plath killed herself by putting her head in an oven.
Oh.
Never mind. Sylvia Plath, an American poet who had a wonderful American poet who wrote The Bell Jar, which is one of my favorite novels, which says something about me.
I'm just kind of like Moriah. I don't like books. I do like books. But
that's fair.
But Moriah does not. Moriah's
my
it.
Fucking hero.
You know what Moriah's going to like? Dick. She's going to ride that dick. We got a dick pig.
She got a dick pig. Riding on the dick pig. About in love on a few Cadillac.
Dick pig. We
really need
like
to
make
the dick pig.
We really need to make an actual dick pig song.
Yeah, add that to the list of things I need to do.
Maybe you could do that in the musical episode we're still waiting on. Still waiting on that music.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment.
Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC.
Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreaux!
They said next time it would be a $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow-knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cup my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that it would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men.
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze. Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist? About me.
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Maddie, this reminds me. You know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
Maybe. Let's move on. Barry had some drinking issues when he was younger.
He's a transportation planner.
And also, how they got together is that Barry Barry randomly called her and said, "We need to talk about my intentions and our future."
Marriage talk.
If someone did that, no shit. If someone did that to me, I'm like, you got the wrong number. That would be my response.
Yep. Poodle does not want to hear your intentions because then he doesn't understand
the game.
If
your intentions go more than tonight, I don't really, I just tune out.
But also, then if he knows what's going on in your head, then the game's over.
Oh, yeah. If I can figure you out, you're done. You're outplayed.
Because if you are confusing him, his ass
I'll follow you for the rest of your
his
life.
His ass is giggling.
Yeah, I love what I can't have, y'all.
Like
that's my whole thing.
If he's dating a guy, and let's say if he's out to dinner and the guy he sees dating show up and he's on a date with the girl, he will try to fuck him forever.
Yep, I will. It's true. Anyway,
it is true.
So
that's Barry. Barry's kind of coming from that. Now Kim, she
LPV
or not Kim?
No, yeah,
Kim
that's
the wife.
Yeah.
Y'all, Kim came from some shit. This is actually, I know I keep bringing up, but it's interesting because my cousin did not come from this, like, very religious nor very traumatic home. Kim, I can kind of understand why she's raising her kids this way, because her mother was abused, her single mom, and
like, physically abused. She was
physically abused.
Her husband beat the shit out of her.
She's in the hospital. Also, her mother was an alcoholic, and she didn't see her autumn mom until she was 14.
There's PTSD and trauma there.
A lot of trauma. And so, as a therapist, I'm just saying, instead of, and I'm not making an assumption.
Instead of processing
that
trauma.
I'm assuming she has not processed it. You know, we say all the time on the show.
You might want to process that.
You might want to process it because y'all got to feel it to heal it. I don't.
Did you just throw another saying?
You gotta feel it to heal it.
Oh Lord,
y'all, come at me. You gotta feel it to heal it. And
dime store psychology. Here we go.
I don't know if she really. Do you feel like the mom has?
No, the mom is the least emotionally intelligent of everyone on the show.
She is pretty emotionally stunted.
She's the one that she is the biggest loose cannon too, and I don't like how she talks to her kids. She says things like, "If you're going to control your children, and make your children fall in line," and it's just, you know, you don't raise children to control them.
You don't, because they're their own people.
You're trying to help them make their own. And I wrote down that when Mariah, we'll get to this a little later, but she was trying on dresses later in the shop, and she's like, "I guess I've never thought about doing something for myself before," because that's what that kind of quiverful movement is about. It's like about going to the needs of the many and relinquishing what you want more than, and just go ahead and, you know, saying.
And not in like a Buddhist ego.
No, this is like saying, "Oh yeah, Mom, you're right. You'll tell me what to do."
And like a blindly following.
Yes, like how people do with, "I will follow Jesus forever." There is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins.
Emmanuel's veins.
When sinners plunge beneath that flood, they lose all their guilty stains. Y'all, that's a nice Baptist hymn. Come at me if you were raised with Baptist hymns that are full of blood.
We just turned that into a gay anthem.
Lose all their guilty stains. Lose all their guilty stains. And sin and love the blood of their guilty stains.
Dick. Y'all, there you go. I was raised Catholic, and so we didn't sing those, but I knew all my friends that had them. So I agree with that, that the way that she talks about, because you can't control your kids, and I think it's interesting now that there's also this idea of no one can be angry. In his family, no one can be "quote unquote" negative
or emotional,
or emotional,
yeah,
and
or opinionated. Mariah was called opinionated because she spoke out,
y'all. And I don't know where you're from, but I don't even feel like that's a Southern thing. I feel like in our culture, opinionated girls were looked down upon.
They're sassy. They're mouthy.
Come at us if you were called an opinionated woman, because we love you. Oh, y'all, pizza's here, so we got to pause. We'll be back. Y'all, we love you.
Pizza's
because
back.
Poodle put the pizza in the oven to finish this show. I mean, that's fucking,
a lot. I love everybody.
That is fucking something.
And I didn't even eat a piece beforehand.
You really are Mariah, because that bitch, I kind of feel like you are Mariah and I am Lydia, because you would just let me do all the housework and cook and clean and be like, bye.
And y'all, she's like, "I'm just going to go outside."
She's just going outside. It was almost like strawberry wine. 17.
That's a great song. She's dead now. She killed herself.
She's dead?
Yes. What's her name?
She killed herself?
Yes, Strawberry Wine, the girl who wrote it.
Oh.
Sorry to bring that down.
Hey, Siri, who wrote Strawberry Wine?
Gary Harrison and Matresa Burke.
No. Who sang Strawberry Wine?
Wow.
Siri, is Dina Carter dead?
Yeah. She's dead.
I don't think. Dina Carter was born January. I don't think she's dead.
Really?
She's not dead.
Who killed herself then?
I don't know. I think maybe she did. But she's not dead.
I guess Deanna Carter's not dead. Are you sure Siri didn't fuck us over?
Y'all, come at us, because clearly this is not. Thank God we're not the news.
Anyway, can you imagine that? When I'm like saying, was there an earthquake in Haiti?
It's true.
Did that happen?
Y'all, this
is. Did I dream that?
Can we talk a little bit about Olivia and Ethan's life? We haven't really gone into that yet.
I love it. She's just introducing him to everything.
They have this cute little house.
It's kind of basic, but
she's just showing them. It does a little look like Wayfair.
But, it does. It's all Wayfair. It's fine.
And she's introducing him to drinks. And y'all know what probably she's introducing him to? Anal.
Anal. I wrote that down because I said she has.
She's freaky dinky, y'all.
Yeah. He has put it in her butt,
and that's what
he doesn't really like it.
He doesn't really like it,
but she loves it.
He prefers the velvet underground, but. That is the face that he makes where he kind of, people are like, he makes this weird face. He has the face of someone. He's getting pussy for the first time.
He does.
He's just
and
happy.
Then he's just in bliss.
He's in morning glow all the time.
Morning glow, morning glow. Starts to glimmer, then you'll know. Days of something long ago have faded into the past.
Morning glow, you can hear, stick it in her ass.
Her ass. We just ruined that song.
We did, but that is his face. I love it. Not only is he finding out friends, he's having a margarita.
He's having a margarita. He likes.
I think that was maybe an Applebee's they were at. Which, y'all.
He likes the sweet things.
Applebee's has a gay commercial now.
They used to have real problems with gay people, y'all.
They have a show. They're like, Applebee's, and they say like a thing. It's for everybody, and they show all these different people like laughing, and then they show like a guy and girl like lean across the table and kiss, and then they show two men lean across the table. One of our sissy squatters posted it.
We can go to Applebee's now.
I think they're listening to
us. Y'all, I have tried to avoid Applebee's my whole life.
Y'all, those
egg
rolls.
And now I can have some riblets.
The riblets. Oh, and is it them that have a spinach and artichoke dip that's delicious?
I'm not sure. Every basic place has that.
I want to go to... If you said, let's go to Applebee's right now...
Is there one near us?
I think we'd have to go to the Valley.
The problem with L.A., y'all, there's a lot of them, but there's a lot of perks, but... Chain restaurants can't afford the franchise fee to be inside the city.
No.
So when we want to go to a chain restaurant, I know it's strange. You can usually go to your Loop or your mall, mm-hmm. and you can just go to a chain restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
We have to go to like fucking Tarzana.
We do.
To go to a Chili's.
We do.
We have to drive like 30 miles because it's too expensive to have a franchise in the city.
We still, because we wanted to celebrate 1,000.
Where are we going for that?
Subscribers. I kind of think we should go to
Red Lobster
in Inglewood.
And y'all, you know the brothers and the sisters love that Red Lobster in Inglewood. That we had to go. We had to wait last time.
Last time we were there, too, a trans person waited on. We were like, this is a fucking fierce bitch. Because she was all like calling at people. I bet she would have thrown us a biscuit.
She probably would have.
Boy, y'all are some fat girls like us out there. Because as soon as I talked about on one of our podcasts going to a place that throws biscuits and rolls at you, y'all came
everyone was like,
for
it. I'm telling you, they're not just dick pigs. They're also food pigs. They like
y'all
their
are
food.
Carb pigs.
They like their food.
Anyway, I feel like the reason why I'm interested in the rest of this show is I feel like this really, y'all, we are evangelicals' worst nightmare because we are gay dick
sucking. Me especially. I'm really dangerous.
We are gay dick sucking men that believe in women's rights to their own body and choices, which
it's
is
true.
What they fear more than anything. But it's also why I'm roped into this show because I want Mariah to like get hers and like find out who she is with Olivia.
It's not going to go that far, but we're going to see them go to San Francisco, I'm sure.
Because Mariah is working for Olivia.
Who's a wedding planner.
Which
who
Olivia
travels.
Is smart because, you know, this is literally what my cousin.
Not a wedding photographer.
So
I'm sorry.
This is what my cousin Kelly is having to do because her sister is the one that's crazy back home.
Mm-hmm.
And so the youngest daughter, y'all, just graduated high school. And the youngest daughter wants to go be a nurse. And
ooh.
Her mom, the crazy cousin, tells her, that I think she even said, like, if she's a nurse, a lot of times nurses get AIDS. Like, she literally just makes up shit. She literally told her daughters, if you get the HPV shot, it gives you cancer. Also, not to take birth control because it gives you ovarian cancer.
Y'all, we all need that HPV shot.
It's true.
Everyone's getting. How much does it cost?
No, insurance covers it now,
now?
For adults. Yes.
I need to do it.
Yeah, you can get my insurance covered. It's free.
Because last time I checked, I didn't have it. I was one of the few people who don't. And I'm shocked, y'all, because I've had sex with a lot of people.
Well, a lot of people have talked about on the Sissy Squad that you could have it dormant.
Maybe that's it.
They say like 90% of gay men have HPV.
Again,
you have
no idea.
You've got it. I mean, the thousands of peni that have been in your asshole. You have to have it.
It's like a subway turnstile.
Wow. That was a chandelier screen with your asshole. Mm-hmm. Anyway, you can get it if you're an adult insurance. And even if you already have HPV, my doctor said still get it so you don't get other strands.
That's true because, yeah.
Anyway, Mariah, I bet they don't have an HPV shot too. I wonder if they're immunized.
They're probably not even vaccinated. Who knows?
My cousin won't speculate. She won't vaccinate any of her kids either.
She's fucking crazy.
Not even whooping cough. But anyway,
It's whooping cough.
My sister, we call it whooping down there. My sister, her sister, my cousin Kelly, who's like super got her shit together, she is helping the youngest daughter go to college. And like try, it's the same thing like Olivia. Because Olivia, she doesn't need Mariah to work for her.
No.
She just wants to. She wants to expose her, getting her a cell phone.
There's a big conflict here is between the parents who want their kids to quote unquote enjoy their childhood. Like there's some kind of idyllic place that it's going to happen before they go out in the world. Olivia, who was homeschooled but was more exposed to more things, who is trying to say, I want you to become a more learned person about the world and not turn away from the world. Because, y'all, this is the world and we live in it.
This kind of goes at the core of what bothers me about kind of, again, I'm not a parent, but about the way the kids are being raised is that I just don't know. To me, if my parent was like that, it would tell me that my parent doesn't trust me.
But they can't have, you don't have negative opinions about your parents because you see them as perfect.
But on a level, you can't tell me that they don't feel, that they don't have this kind of, like I know Mariah feels
but
this, that her parents
But you can't question your parents.
I know, well, exactly. But one day I feel like they will.
Yes, they will, but
or they won't. Or
on one level, your parents are still the infallible, and your parents, because God intended this, God represents God. It almost speaks through your parents to you. Because
that's true.
And so, y'all, I kind of grew up. Not that I grew up like this, but I knew plenty of people who were like this.
Yeah, we both did. Yeah,
and that's the thing. The society is extremely patriarchal. Like when she says, Barry is the head of the family. First of all, I would never want to be part of a family with a man named Barry at the head.
Although, she's getting that big D.
She's getting that big D.
But I guess that I think for a lot of people that wanted to watch this show, for some of y'all watch this and you laugh at it and think it's hysterical. We actually didn't laugh a lot at this.
I didn't laugh. I was,
because it hits close to home.
I was kind of triggered because of the casual misogyny.
And we know women back home that are, I mean, obviously I'm talking, y'all, I have like four cousins that are deeply affected by this.
Yep.
And you know women in your life that are affected by this. And we know some of them aren't happy.
Well, this kind of culture already basically assigns men to go out and be the breadwinners and assigns men, just like they're teaching the little guy to build cabins, they teach men to go out and be productive with their hands and they teach women to be productive in the kitchen.
And that's true.
So these roles are assigned. And it's weird that Mariah, which I'm going to only call her, doesn't like to be in the kitchen. That's why she's so subversive. Y'all, the show, I'm kind of in love with it. I'm not going to lie. It's a great, like, Jane Goodall show.
Where you can
just walk and just be an anthropologist.
It is. Yes. I agree.
But anyway,
God damn y'all for suggesting it. Now we're invested.
I really feel sorry for the three younger daughters because they're going to have to deal with, it's going to be hardest for them because they've seen the older kids grow up.
But maybe it won't be as they get older because they will have siblings already. I think they could potentially have more siblings that could
maybe
help lead and take care
because
of them.
Kenneth Parcell, y'all, just walked out and was like, oh gosh, I'm going to try wine for the first time.
Well, you know, it's lucky that
I love him, though. I love him.
He's very likable. He's very charming. And I think
as soon as he goes, Boom! That huge fucking penis falls out.
By the way, I love that somebody screenshot it of our Patreon, of our watch-alongs. Y'all, we have our watch-alongs if you're where we watch the 90-day show. And someone screenshotted us giving an example.
A Brazilian dick.
A Brazilian dick. Thank you.
Ka-chunk.
It's yep. true. It's a whole y'all.
It's a nice thing.
And I love that Olivia, she's taking Ethan to Paris.
Yeah.
And but, you know, I grew up once. I remember a girl I said... We were. This is when I worked at the Clinique counter, and they several of them were very religious.
Remember, they had to tell this story that they had to. The woman had to.
Oh yeah, the manager of the Clinique counter, who was not this like evangelical, but just normal Oklahoma religious, said, "I'd worked there for about three. I worked there altogether like 9 months, and I'd worked there for about 3 months." And she said, "You know, I am so glad I talked to my Sunday school about you." And I said, "What?" She said, "Well, you interviewed, and I thought you'd be great. But I just didn't know. I interviewed my Sunday school, and I said, this person wants to work at our counter, and I'm pretty sure he's gay. Should I hire him?" And they told me that that God would want me to, and I'm so glad that I did.
The very fact that she had to ask her Sunday school class, I mean, I'm glad they said yes, but the fact that this woman thought she had to ask a tribunal if she could hire someone.
It made my dick kind of curl into my stomach.
Casual, culturally oriented misogyny is everywhere in the South. You know, it's fucking everywhere. I can't really say that.
It's everywhere.
But boy, that's something.
I think it's more openly supported in the South.
I agree with you.
And which is sometimes a blessing and a curse, because I think in other parts of our country, it's not talked about. And so sometimes women feel like, especially, they're going crazy.
Yeah.
Until they finally talk to other women.
Well, it's because it's funny to say that women are going crazy. Oh, she's just crazy.
She's just crazy. You know,
female hysteria is a big thing that people write about.
By the way, I don't know where wine slushies are, but I want to have them because they were good.
Y'all, Ethan loves them. I don't think I got drunk or nothing,
I had 12 of them, and they were good. And I bet you that's the first time after his wedding night, if you said, Ethan, what did you think of that vagina? It was good.
It was good. I want to dig into one thing. I'm going to do one more indictment against this whole quiverful evangelical bullshit. They are money grubbing. They love money.
Well, they mentioned a couple of things about money.
It pays. Because if something pays, it's worthy of your time.
Which is why Olivia knew.
Exactly. Olivia's a smart bitch, y'all.
You know what? I kind of think you're Mariah. I kind of think I'm Olivia because I'm that.
Because you're leading me through something?
I'm that passive aggressive bitch that would be like, oh, you can do whatever. And then I would do things behind your back.
That's true. Anyway, but I just was kind of raised with this idea of if it's money related, it's worthwhile.
Yes.
And that's the only way you can transfer off that something being worldly is if it pays you. Then it's like I'm only transacting with the world for money. It's okay. It's a weird trade-off. But they are servants to money, the Quiverful movement.
Well,
yeah, it's gross.
I wonder if that's in the Bible to do.
No, the Bible is all about, especially the New Testament, when Jesus says, a rich man will never, it's as easy as to enter the kingdom of heaven for a rich man than a camel to go through the eye of the needle. You never heard that scripture because you were raised Catholic.
No.
So anyway, I can quote some scripture, y'all.
I do want to talk about when Mariah, Olivia, and Ethan go shopping, and Ethan says, quote, the places we went were consignment shops, thrift stores, barns, cows just kind of mooing, a couple of hay bales watching some pigs fuck, and then some guy who smelled like pee.
You smell like cigarettes.
Cigarettes.
Yeah, it was disturbing.
I don't like to say pee. Anyway, he really it's kind of charming to watch the world through his eyes.
It is. He's like an innocent. I want to talk about when she wants to go to San Francisco and Mariah.
San Francisco.
So Mariah wants to go to San Francisco with Olivia because Olivia is going to photograph a wedding.
Yes.
And she's scared to tell mom. So mom already puts on prune face when she talks about it. And they go...
Because California is where all those dick-sucking gays live.
And they didn't say anything about gay people, but you know they're thinking it. And mom is basically saying, you know, there's drugs and homeless everywhere.
And I'm just worried about human trafficking.
You know what? I will, in her defense, a beautiful blonde child is a great target for human trafficking.
I don't know about that in San Francisco, though. Well,
that's true. Let me just check on my pizza. You keep talking for a second.
Y'all, his pizza is in the oven, and now he's worried. Y'all, this is the one thing that'll make him drop this show, is pizza, because this bitch loves pizza. I mean, I don't know if he would. I think he would trade in a big dick for pizza. Poodle, would you trade in a big dick for some pizza? If a big uncut dick was in your face or a slice of hot pizza...
That's Sophie's choice right there. Y'all, you come at me at what you would you choose? It's like that Gerard Manley Hopkins poem, The Lady or the Tiger, the pizza or the dick. What do you choose?
What would it be?
First of all, I would grab the person's hand and I would eat the pizza so quickly. Actually, you know what? I'd suck the dick first. Because, y'all, the pizza's always there. I can always get pizza.
And
the dick's got an expiration date. The dick's not always going to be there,
and
y'all.
And pizza will get the taste of dick out of your
exactly.
mouth.
Exactly. And then I can enjoy the pizza more when I'm done.
I agree with that. Come at us. What would y'all, dick or pizza?
Dick or pizza. Anyway, so finally we do get the go-ahead. She's going to go to San Francisco. Dad says it's okay, even though she's behind on her schoolwork, which is weird because you can always put off.
How do you get behind when you're homeschooled? I don't understand it.
Come at us if you can talk about high school dynamics, y'all.
Homeschool dynamics.
Homeschool dynamics. In other words, like, what's going on?
Yeah.
Anyway, the end we have this really forced thing where they're saying, with Darren Lee fed by a producer, oh, they're growing up really fast.
It was very fed, yeah.
And I was like, oh, God. I will say the scenes with the parents talking to one another and their interviews are my least favorite and are cringe-inducing. And
agreed.
If I watch this show in the future, I will have to fast-forward through them. The kids, I love. I'm disturbed by the kids parroting what the parents say. It bothers me. Especially Lydia, it's going to bother me, I think. Mariah, give it to me.
You know what I hope? I hope Lydia falls in love with some black dick. That's what Lydia needs. That's what Lydia needs.
It'll be really... You know what? She might be set up to be a lesbian, too.
I'm fearful that any of... You know, because Isaac, did you see the way he shot that basketball?
That's true. Kind of underhanded.
And his arm flailed out. That's the way we play basketball, y'all.
You know what? The Plass would not hate a gay kid. They would send them to reparative therapy.
They would.
I think. They would not throw them out of the family because they're not that fire and brimstony, but they would definitely have a, yeah.
It'd be a thing.
Yeah.
I just want to talk about one thing, and maybe you didn't notice this, but to me the biggest tragedy really in all of this kind of indoctrinated family, the eyeliner is a big problem. And it starts with the mother, y'all.
Yeah,
because her eyeliner is horrible. It is horrible. It's
halfway.
Drunk. Okay, if you're going to do eyeliner halfway, that's fine. But blend it in the middle. She just stops and then she draws it way under the eye and it's thick.
It looked like a Robert Palmer video going haywire.
It didn't even look like she looked like a goddamn fucking raccoon.
Yeah, it was bad. Really bad. And then Lydia didn't know how to do it. Now, Mariah knew what she was doing.
She does, but here's the issue I have with Mariah. And this isn't an issue on the way the girls look. I think we've actually commented. These girls are all gorgeous.
They're all gorgeous. Everybody's attractive in the family, y'all.
But Mariah looks kind of like my sister-in-law Amber used to say this about my dad's second wife, Brenda, who wore too much eye makeup and said, it looks like she has spider legs on her eyes because her mascara is too much.
Well, that they don't know. It's like Mormon girls. They're experimenting.
Well, you know, it's like, it's just she's older, but you're used to seeing this on, y'all, come at us in the Sissy Squad. When you were a girl, probably at the age of 12 or 13, and you started wearing, your mom let you wear makeup and you just wore fucking black eyeliner and black mascara,
and you look like a painted up harlot.
You've all been there. You have all been there.
You all put on your mom's Shalimar.
You did, and you went and got that Wet n Wild red lipstick that looks way too red on you.
Yeah,
because that is Mariah right now.
Mariah
her
was
journey.
Wearing a very bold lip color for the middle of the day.
I feel like, so I'm not going after Mariah. I feel like, y'all, when Mariah is 28, her makeup is going to be beautiful and natural. Kind of like Olivia's. Olivia's makeup is flawless.
Y'all, Mariah is the star of the season. I'm calling it now.
She is.
Kenneth Parcell is the second. Ethan.
It's true. And probably the Instagram star is going to be...
Clint. Micah, sorry.
Micah.
That's the young boy.
He's on Instagram under Micah Plath. He only has 6,000 followers. Y'all, if you're in the CC squad, send him some dick pics or some titty pics. He needs to see them.
Send him some.
Because I don't think he's
gay. And then I can pose, or send me some titty pics, and then I can pose as you, and then I can do his dick pic, and I can catfish him.
What if he did up gay?
I don't get that vibe at all.
I don't either.
The younger boy, yeah.
I mean, yeah. I like to build a log cabin so that way I could have butt sex in the woods and nobody would see me. I'd be like,
you get to like, you're like, it's your little thinking place.
Yeah,
it's like your little
place.
Well for boys.
And I'm sucking off the farmer's son. And then when my mom comes out, Matthew, what are you doing?
Nothing, Mama.
Pops up from a cornfield.
Yep. Nothing, Mama. We're just pretending.
What are you pretending?
G.I. Joe.
Oh, to serve and protect.
Didn't tell her that I was Miss Scarlet or Lady.
I love to be Lady J.
I was gonna say Lady J was your favorite, wasn't she?
I actually asked to be Lady J.
I always wanted to be Miss Scarlet.
I don't think her name was Miss Scarlet.
It was just Scarlet.
Faggot.
It's true.
I want to be Miss Scarlet.
It's true.
Anyway.
Y'all, come at us.
Welcome to Plathville.
We should make a parody video called G.I. Ho. Y'all, so this has been our episode of Bi Curious.
It's our first Bi Curious, y'all. This is going to jump. This is going to drop on the first
Friday
of every month.
So we're gonna have another one. This is December. We're gonna have another one on January.
And y'all, if you think that you have a show for us to be Bi Curious about, you can either venture it or I don't give a shit.
You can come at us, but we might not do it.
I'm probably gonna decide which ones we do.
So, y'all, we appreciate you so much for supporting us on Patreon. It's very exciting.
I was a little speechless at how quickly we've grown.
It's really cool, and I'm gonna say something that's bold, but I really feel like in 2020, I feel like there will be some live shows coming and some meetups because of this Patreon, what it's allowing us to do.
I agree.
So it's
and
very,
y'all, we're
going
to come to your town, but unless your town is shitty, and there better be a gay bar.
We're not going to Victorville, y'all. Sorry.
No. And y'all, we were only going
to... Although we would be hot in shitty towns.
That's true.
Maybe.
I swear to God, we're going to come to Atlanta.
What if we did a tour?
There's a lot of black boys in Atlanta
true.
For this one.
My boyfriend said I can't go.
Emily Stansel Love would freak out if we came to Atlanta.
What if we just went to shitty towns where we are hot tour? We just like...
oh my God, that'd be amazing. It's like Peoria, Illinois.
Yes.
Buffalo, Ocala, Florida.
Buffalo, New York.
Oh, we'd be gorgeous in Buffalo.
Gorgeous. Oh, gorgeous.
Montpelier, Vermont.
It's true.
Anyway,
Oregon.
Bend, no, we would not be the hottest.
We would not. Those guys are
anyway,
hot.
I gotta eat my pizza.
So y'all know the deal. Leave a review on our podcast.
We're up to 1,063 reviews.
On an Apple podcast. We appreciate it. You can find all of those shows at sissythattalk.com. And I just got a text from Kate Casey. We love her. And she's got a great interview with the producer of 90 Day Fiancé.
I wanted to listen to that.
It's really good. If y'all haven't listened to that, check it out. I've tweeted about it and talked about the Sissy Squad. And lastly, y'all, I don't know if we normally have our Lonely Hearts sign off, but we didn't talk about Lonely Hearts. So no. Y'all, if you're from a Bible thumping country and you're just a lonely dick out there looking for ass,
and you're thinking, should I fuck a cow tonight or should I go to a gay bar? I'm going to tell you, you need to go to a gay bar.
Go to a gay bar.
And you're going
to
enjoy yourself.
Bye,
so
y'all.
So bye.
But you're motoring. Yeah. Motoring.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.